Hey, everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we have new news regarding Assange breaking today as we see the London High Court ruling, of course, that Julian Assange will be allowed to appeal his extradition to the United States. They are putting the case off by about 3 weeks. We are going to go into that quickly today. I want it to be a quick report, but what a living hell this guy is going through just for reporting on facts. It's absolutely sickening, my friends. And of course, he's in prison while all these criminals are out of prison. All these people involved in the weapons of mass destruction lie that killed millions of Iraqis, the people that are mass murdering children in Palestine, the people that, of course, are letting in, you know, on purpose, of course, people from certain countries, from prisons in certain countries, putting them into your turf and calling it a hate crime for you daring to question it. People like Bill Clinton are still free. People like Obama are still free. People, so many people out there are still free, while people like Julian Assange and Ross Ulbricht rot in prison. And it's absolutely sick, my friends. We are going to go into this story today, of course, but before we do, I urge people to just go and check those links below. We have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, and Subscribestar. We really appreciate any help we can get from you guys. You guys are keeping us up and running, and we could not do it without you. Literally, we have gone bankrupt and we have legal cases. We're doing a documentary that we went bankrupt on. You guys are making it possible. I'm in a hotel room in Istanbul right now, saving money after I got rid of my house, because of course it's impossible to afford anything anymore. And I get that most of you are probably dealing with the same thing. So no, it's not a big issue. If you guys can't do it, you can't do it, but any help that you can give, truly appreciate it. And thanks to those who have helped us thus far. Those links are in the description. Anyway, let's get into this. So this I posted earlier at World Alternative Media. The London High Court has just ruled that Julian Assange will be allowed to appeal his extradition to the United States. He faced 5 years in Belmarsh prison for the crime of publishing information that exposed war crimes, the same information the mainstream media published and has not been punished for, as this is not about espionage. This is about silencing anyone who questions the narrative and publishes information the government doesn't like or benefit from. And I put, of course, hashtag free Assange, hashtag Julian Assange, etc. I urge people to put this video out, share this video on Twitter/X. We're over at World Alt Media. But if you share this and from our profile and put in free Julian Assange or free Assange, it will help us to get the word out to a lot of the people that are following this case, because a lot of people don't realize the depth of this case. Gabriel Shipton says on Twitter, Julian lives to fight another day. A very strange decision by the courts, asking for more political assurances, another acknowledgement of the political nature of the case. This is what I find so strange about all this. As Zero Hedge says, Assange wins temporary reprieve as court seeks U.S. assurances over extradition. The U.S. government insists it's not political, while they're, by the way, locking up people as political prisoners, like January 6 prisoners. Going after Trump, whether you like him or not, it's pretty obvious that they are shaping a narrative around around this. They want civil war. They want to create conflict. They want people clashing together. And of course, they want you to know that you have to shut up. You don't have a say in things. In Scotland, with their new hate crime law, that's become abundantly obvious. They're trying to push the same thing in Ireland, but people are pushing back, including even some of the politicians that pushed it in the first place, because many great people out there like you watching have shouted from mountaintops like us and have been able to push back a bit. But it's just the most blatant example of how there is no such thing as free speech. And that includes on X or on Twitter, where I get stuff taken down all the time. I'm extremely shadow banned. I have 22,100 followers on there. And it's like, you would think I have 500 followers sometimes, but nonetheless, the free speech issue is becoming more and more. And the end goal for the free speech issue is that you're on a carbon credit or social credit score attached to a CBDC. And if you say anything they don't like, you cannot access your money. You cannot buy food, and you will have to stick to their mRNA bug rations or whatever it might be. So I think this is a very important issue that develops all the way up to the point where it reaches your nose, my friends. This isn't ending anytime soon. It says, Tuesday's much anticipated London High Court ruling has gone mostly in Julian Assange's favor, as he has been granted permission to continue to appeal his extradition to the United States, where he would face espionage and related charges for publishing state secrets. However, this is not yet a win for Assange and his team, but more of another delay. The court ruled that the WikiLeaks founder will be not I think there's a there's a huge typo here. Founder will be not be extradited immediately, as it says, and said the U.S. still has opportunity to provide satisfactory assurances related to his grounds of appeal. What has happened Tuesday is tantamount to Assange's ability to challenge the extradition request being slightly extended, and is a temporary reprieve extending the whole process yet further. But this is the part that is not looking good for Assange. As explained by WikiLeaks, the court has given U.S. government 3 weeks to give satisfactory assurances that Mr. Assange is permitted to rely on the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, not prejudiced at trial by reason of his nationality, and that the death penalty is not imposed. Yes, this is one of the things they're pushing, the death penalty. I mean, have they not basically killed him enough? They, you know, one thing I want to point out is that they force injected this guy in prison. They, by the way, it's already been exposed that there are multiple attempts to assassinate him by the CIA, etc. That's been exposed in the past while, but they force injected him with the COVID shot multiple times. He had multiple strokes. He was poisoned with a bunch of medication. He couldn't eat. He got frail. He was skinny. He's lost a bunch of his hair. Apparently he looks way older than he, apparently people are saying that he's aged 20 years in the last 5 years that he's been in prison. I mean, it is an absolute disgusting sham that people have allowed this to happen, that this just continues to happen, that nothing comes of it. I mean, look at the fact that, you know, when you look at someone like Assange, he published information that exposed war crimes. He exposed the people who murdered men, women, and children and laughed about it on video with a collateral murder video. And those people aren't in prison, but he is. And you know who else published all that content as well? The New York Times. But yet the New York Times, who, by the way, recently wrote a piece that says the deep state is awesome along the lines of that headline. First, they said it didn't exist. Then they said that, it's just a conspiracy theory. And now they say, well, it exists, but it's great. It's just they are messing with you. They hate you. But the New York Times releases stuff with less redaction than WikiLeaks did. So why aren't they going to jail? It's like Ross Ulbricht being in jail right now for 10 years. Because he had a website where people sold some stuff on, again, freeross.org. Check that out as well. And he did not do murder for hire. That's all a fabrication by the media. The guy that was alleged to have had the murder for hire thing on his head has come out in support of Ross Ulbricht and doesn't believe that that's the case at all himself, but no one talks about that. But he's in prison for having a website where some people sometimes sold marijuana on it. It was a free market. That's what happens sometimes. Well, that's been happening on Facebook since day one. Mark Zuckerberg is being charged with it right now, but you don't expect Mark Zuckerberg to be in jail for 10 years like Ross Ulbricht, who's celebrating his 40th birthday now, I believe this week. And his mother is also a really amazing woman, Lynn Ulbricht. She's a friend of mine. She's celebrating her 75th birthday this week. It makes me sick that they've done this to so many families. Julian Assange has kids. All he did was tell the truth. He does what all of us strive to do on a daily basis. At least I hope so. And yet he is an example they're using to scare people away from ever trying to expose the truth in the future. And they're whittling away at free speech every single day more so. So, again, people from the New York Times aren't in prison. Mark Zuckerberg's not in prison for doing the same thing that Assange and Ross Ulbricht, respectively, they say did. So it's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And it's just a blemish on what they call a free society. But this is all part of the plan to destroy Western civilization in favor of the East, for the new bloc, for technocracy, for CBDCs, social credit, carbon credits, etc. A May 20th hearing, by the way, it says, which has been scheduled, is expected to take up whether the U.S. assurances are satisfactory. And Al Jazeera correspondent has explained the decision as follows, and I quote, "It was a highly nuanced decision in the end. The judges haven't thrown out the grounds for an appeal hearing. They have essentially upheld them. They basically said, yes, we understand that there is a basis here for an appeal. However, we are going to defer a decision on that until May 20th when they called for a second hearing." It says this statement, by the way, it says, "If assurances are given, then we will give the parties an opportunity to make further submissions before we make the final decision on the application to leave to appeal." Now, they want the death penalty for Julian Assange in the United States. It's absolutely insane. Again, he just published content, but this is going to happen to basically everyone else if it's allowed to happen to Assange. And guess what? It's allowed to happen to Assange because it's been happening for 5 freaking years. I mean, at the same time as they kept letting Epstein go time and time and time again. I mean, think about everything they knew on him. Well, of course, he was a part of a CIA Mossad operation to get blackmail on people. It's different when you publish true information that says, hey, look at this video of them blowing up children. It's, you know, Bradley Manning released as well. And look at, hey, they've messed with the election this way. Or Hillary Clinton's talking about sacrificing chickens to Moloch in her backyard in this WikiLeaks paper. Or the CIA has all these assassination papers where they talk about Princess Diana and Michael Hastings and stuff. Those are real things that people need to know about when the government is murdering people. And now they're murdering Julian Assange. And they will come for every single last one of us if we do not stand up for all of us, even if we don't agree with all of them. I know some people think that Assange is like some kind of puppet of the establishment. I don't know. I think by the looks of him, he is suffering, dying in prison, and I don't see the purpose in it. I know there's limited hangouts, but I think there are some whistleblowers out there that are total limited hangouts. But in his case, he's just publishing stuff that a bunch of other people are sending to him. And I mean, it's been pretty clear and straightforward over the years. And I think I personally stand by what he's done 100%. He's gone after the right, the left, the center, everything outside of it, outside the political realm, corporate leaders, bad people in general, who've done terrible things that people need to know about. That's what journalism is supposed to be, impartial and just targeting the facts. And because of that, he's stuck in a prison. He has hit pieces on him all the time. He's being called a terrorist. They want a death penalty. They're literally saying they want to kill him for putting out information. And they're going to starve you to death later on for saying things that are true as well, if we allow this kind of stuff to happen on the future technocratic 15-minute city type Logan's Run dystopias that are being developed right now under the guise of so-called convenience. So we must stand up to this. We must reject it. And we must say free Assange. Free Assange. Put it in the video when you share this content with your friends and family on social media. I urge people to do that. We need to stand up for this. This is just so sick. Again, they're poisoning the guy. They're drugging the guy. That's on record. They are mass murdering people all over the world and then see him as a bad person. They drop bombs on schools, but they say that he's a bad person because he'll expose it. Think about the smug nature and the arrogance of these absolute criminals, and they're coming for you too. So anyway, I want to end it on that note. Prepare yourself as a human being. Go and check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable food that's non-GMO. There's organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get 5% off on your order. Again, this is a way to save yourself from the Great Reset so you don't depend on food rations on your CBDC, carbon credit, social credit score later on in your 15-minute city. This is a way to ensure that you aren't dependent on them. Go and check that out. Again, you cannot wait until it's too late. You can't be on the inside looking out. You have to be on the outside preparing so you aren't put in. That is the most important part. And they want to poison the food supply with these rations. So again, another reason to help support the farmers and help support your own health by going to Wild Pastures, getting 20% off for life plus $15 off your first box of 100% grass-fed and finished beef, pasture-raised pork, pasture-raised chicken, and wild-caught seafood. All temperature-controlled, delivered to your door, customizable, no mRNA, no modified RNA, no GMOs, no chemicals of any other kind at all. Again, delivered from family farms to your door. I really urge people to go and check that out. Also, make sure to go and check out firstnationalbullion.com/schedule-consult, where you can schedule a free consultation with Mark Gonzalez and a complimentary investor package. Make sure it's with Mark Gonzalez because he's a friend of mine. He does great work. He's awake. He's been on our show, and he is trying to make sure that you guys are able to go and buy physical gold and silver. You go to that site, you can do that. You can buy physical gold and silver, platinum, palladium, whatever you want. And you could also roll over into physical gold or silver IRAs, 401ks, et cetera. Put it in a safe, keep it at your home, whatever you deem the most necessary, or 50-50, whatever it might be. But when you go and check that that link out in the description for First National Bullion, make sure to let them know in the comments that you found them at World Alternative Media or WAM, and they'll make sure that you get the best possible service you can get. As always, We have our line energy link for battery, solar panels, solar chargers, generators, et cetera. So you don't depend on the government grid in a grid down scenario. And, you know, with all the rations, we had madtravnutrition.com where you can get 100% organic Peruvian coffee from Jamie Ike over at Iconic. You can also get Manuka honey. You can get mushroom tinctures. Make sure to use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you will save money on your order. And as always, make sure to check out rncstore.com. Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril online, made famous by people like G. Edward Griffin. Again, he wrote the book World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. We just recently interviewed John Richardson Jr. again over at WHAM. Make sure to check out our video on Kate Middleton to get into the information on this incredibly important stuff that, of course, will likely be banned in the future. Again, use code Josh, J-O-S-H, and you save money. And as always, like I mentioned at the beginning of the video, we have gogetfunding.com, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Anything helps, my friends. We could not do it without you, and you guys are keeping us on our feet right now. I mean that seriously. We're always only a snap of a finger away from complete poverty and living on the streets, but our job is to tell the truth. That's why we're not popular with the mainstream or alternative media, because we tell the truth. We're not doing misdirections for the intelligence communities or pharma communities or for whatever affiliate tells us what to say. No one tells us what to say. I say what I believe and what I have researched, and I hope that everyone appreciates it by sharing whatever it might be, but a donation helps very much. Gogetfunding.com, Patreon, Subscribestar. We have a Bitcoin address and we have a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins, which is a great way to get around this insanity and this technocratic censorship. Of course, you can also find our Teespring store with merchandise, and you can find us on Telegram, Rockfin, Band.video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. You can find us on Hive, Steemit, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson. And you can find us on The Bad Guys, TikTok, and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media, and all the major podcast platforms except for Spotify, where we, of course, were banned. No surprises there. Gee, I wonder why that is. Maybe they also don't like free speech. I wonder who owns them. Is it like BlackRock or something? I wonder. Anyway, I appreciate everyone watching. Hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already. And I always urge people, live by example. Live freely always. This is Josh Sigurdsson signing out from World Alternative Media. Find the truth. Be the change.